Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. The first thing Macbeth does is to write to his wife. Very important thing to remember this. He loves his wife. She loves him. There is a great love affair in this play. They have no children. They only have each other. And they have ambition. Lady Macbeth, having heard the news, has plans for the future.
The raven himself is hoarse that croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan under my battlements. Come, ye spirits that tend on mortal thoughts, unsex me here, and fill me from the crown to the toe, top full of direst cruelty. Make thick my blood, stop up the access and passage to remorse, that no compunctious visitings of nature shake my fell purpose, nor keep peace between the effect and it. Come to my woman's breasts, and take my milk for gall, you murdering ministers, wherever in your sightless substances you wait on nature's mischief.
She's literally saying, make a man of me. Don't let me have the tenderness and the softness and the vulnerability of a woman's sensibilities. Don't let me feel pity. Don't let me feel anything that a woman might feel. Make a man of me.
Come, thick night, and pall thee in the dunnest smoke of hell, that my keen knife see not the wound it makes, nor heaven peep through the blanket of the dark to cry, hold, hold.
In this, she is summoning darkness as well, just as Macbeth did. Stars, hide your fires. Come, thick night, and pall thee in the dunnest smoke of hell. They know that what they're going to do needs to be done in the dark, because it is wrong. Because it is immoral. It's a murder. Then Macbeth arrives.
Great Glamis, worthy Cawdor, greater than both, by the all hail hereafter. Thy letters have transported me beyond this ignorant present, and I feel now the future in the instant.
My dearest love, Duncan comes here tonight.
And when goes hence?
Tomorrow, as he purposes.
Oh, never shall sun that morrow see.
And there's the darkness again. Never shall sun that morrow see. For Duncan, there will only be the dark.
Your face, my thane, is as a book where men may read strange matters, to beguile the time, look like the time, bear welcome in your eye, your hand, your tongue, look like the innocent flower, but be the serpent under it.
Now, her big concern here is that Macbeth, even though he's ambitious, even though he's determined, will give it all away, because he's a man, and men tend to do that. A man's face tells what a man's thinking. And she is saying to him, hide those thoughts. Don't let your face show what you're thinking. To beguile the time, look like the time. The time is devious, be devious. The time is bright, be bright. Convince people that everything is okay, because that's the way we're going to win.
He that's coming must be provided for, and you shall put this night's great business into my dispatch, which shall to all our nights and days to come give solely sovereign sway and masterdom.
We will speak further.
Only look up clear. To alter favour ever is to fear. Leave all the rest to me.
He's still not sure. We'll speak further. I want to think about it. Don't push me. Don't rush me. And she said, no. Keep the one clear thought in your mind. To change your mind means that you're frightened. Don't be frightened. Leave it to me. She's a dreadful hostess. And that was Orla McMahon from St. Louis and Gareth Salmon from St. McCartan's as Macbeth and Lady Macbeth.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.